What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Reggie Haynes, your man Reggie Haynes, and you are listening to the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Today I got a phenomenal and special guest. You guys know that I rock his merchandise in my TV show, the House of Reggie's TV show. I have him on. Y'all thought I was bullshitting. Ugly Truth, he's here. He's the man. Ugly Truth, man, it's a phenomenal honor to have you on. Today we're going to talk about his brand, we're going to talk about politics, we're going to talk about all the crazy current events that's happening around the world, let alone in America, and I'm just going to let him speak for himself. Ugly Truth, brother, how you doing, King?
Man, I'm doing good. I really can't complain, man. I mean, it's an honor, you know, to be up on here, man, you know, first ever podcast, and, you know, honestly, man, it's like I'm speechless, man, because, I mean, I know we talk, you know, one-on-one off, you know,
yeah,
you know, between me and you, but I'm ain't going to lie, man, I feel like I'm on the spot, but I'm not. It should be natural because, you know, I guess it's like the tension that I don't really care for, but it's good attention, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, the vibe, you know what I'm saying? So, yes. I mean, like I said, I can't complain. I'm most humble, man, you know, just absolutely. From start and in the future, so.
Absolutely, King. Absolutely. And it's mutual, man. And it's mutual. And all of the attention that you're getting is phenomenal. Your work is definitely across the board. Every time I look on Instagram and social media, I see somebody rocking your stuff. And let's get into that. When it comes in terms of the Ugly Truth brand, where did it all start from?
Ooh, man. You know, you're the first person, honestly, to ask me that question.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty much, man, like I said, I'm almost 2 years doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, you know, I'm a, you know, CDL driver by, you know, by day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I always aspire to do other things that can, you know, that's, you know, expressive. Not, I know there's other apparel, you know, business out here, but I always feel like, even like, you know, when I, you know, had my music site, I always felt like, you know, my product, my vision is always different, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it started off with me, you know, envisioning just, you know, funny, sarcastic, you know, shirts. You know, I like to joke a lot, you know, have fun, yeah, and whatnot. But then as I'm getting older, I'm looking at, you know, again, current events in my life and other people's lives. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, I want to be able to teach people, you know, mm, not only just themselves, but to feel confident about, you know, the footsteps that, you know, that they take, and, yeah, you know, the ones that you know, people tend to follow, you know, and just give them a different, you know, look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you had touched on the topic on one of your IGTV videos.
Yes.
I can't remember exactly what it was about, but it was a similarity as far as, like, you know, just things going on in the world, you know, mm-hmm, as far as your skin color and whatnot. Yeah. And I wanted people to wear something that, you know, they can feel proud of.
Yeah.
And like I say, there's other apparel sites that's out there, but I feel like the energy that I put within it and the time I, mm-hmm, take, I feel like that's where it's different at, because I've had people reach out to me I haven't seen in like 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Out the blue, hey man, let me get that King shirt. Hey man, let me get that Queen shirt. I'm like, my, yeah, these people I used to work with, you know, whatever, yeah, around the way, and out the, yeah, blue, just like, oh, this is a real thing. So, yeah, basically, you know, my shift was towards this. So the Ugly Truth, okay, get to the point. The Ugly Truth was about basically the ugly truth of reality, of what people,
mm-hmm,
ignore. You know, like I was talking about my brother earlier, you know, the red flags that we see.
Yeah.
I wanted to be unapologetic about, you know, whatever it is that, you know, may come. I guess I have people who hit me up with ideas,
yeah, mm-hmm,
execute them, put them on the site.
Yeah.
It's not just, I feel like, my brand. It's gotten to the point where it's birthed within a unified universe of other people feeling the same way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I know people might have, yeah, a different, you know, perception of what Ugly Truth is, but it's pretty much in black and white.
Mm, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of like the gist of it, if it makes sense. You know, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, it's, I guess, makes some people uncomfortable. You know, like I said, when people see my King shirt, they're like, oh, what's that about? Exactly how you see it. Just how it's tatted, yeah, on me is a, mm-hmm, story to go with it. I want you to be, yeah, reminded of who you're talking to, who you're approaching,
yeah,
everything. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know, just basically want people to be proud of who they are and their actual history. Those even who don't know their history, they be encouraged to go research the history, you know? It's a lot of, you know, a little bit of that. So,
well, I want to speak on behalf of the Black community, and we're all proud of you and for what you've done. Obviously, you got other clothing lines out there as well, but I know for a fact when we first touched base, I was like, I got to get it. And I'm so glad that, you know, I have multiple shirts from your brand, and I know I'm going to be collecting more. And I know a lot of people love your brand. So for those people who don't know your brand, who's never heard of Ugly Truth, how can they get your merchandise? How can they get it, King? Like, how?
There's two ways. One way, you know, you can contact me on Instagram, which is ugly_truth_king. Just hit me, you know, with a message. You know, you can order from me directly, or, you know, like I said, I provide some customized merchandise. A lot of people don't know. A lot of things that's on my site, I'm willing to customize to be personalized. You know, we can, like I said, I'm real flexible when it comes, you know, making it a unique experience. I don't want it to be all, it's just that, and that's how I get. Like, nah, man, we can discuss it, you know. I want, like I said, I want people to get the full experience, is, you know, whatever I can provide. And then also, you check in my Instagram and my bio, there's my Teespring bio, you know, you can go purchase, you know, from there if you don't want to go directly. So, that's pretty much how I can be contacted, you know, as far as apparel and whatnot. So,
sounds good. So, you guys heard it here first on the Reggie Haynes podcast show. Ugly Truth, the King here, he has a brand out there that basically allows Black people to express who they are, their history, their background. And I'm rocking the shirt right now called Fuck Racism. And I remember when I was back in Texas, I was wearing it around the stores, and you had all types of people looking at me, and I was wearing it proudly. That's another thing that I love about this brother, is that his merchandise, his brand is unapologetic, but it's straightforward at the same time, and it's inspiring. So when it comes in terms of a lot of your quotes, King, where do you get these quotes from? Do they just come out, you know, out of nowhere? Do they come out of the blue? You know, tell us more about where a lot of these quotes come from. And also, what is your favorite quoted shirt that you have customized?
Oh, man. As far as where it comes from, I'm going to tell you, I tell everybody else, anybody who knows me, I like to speak universally, meaning like I don't have anything like this is set. So my vision, as far as where everything comes from, it's from the people. It's from the people. So, I mean, it can't be no clearer than that. As far as the people I follow on Instagram, I get inspired by basically us. You know, your feelings. Okay, let me flip it this way. So, how you feel? Let's put this on a shirt. The people I've contacted who might put a meme up, how they feel. Put that on a shirt. You know, it's not so much like a marketing thing, but I want you to, because a lot of people, like for me, for myself, right? They had this conversation is crazy, right? Because cats who knew me back from high school and younger, I was very, very shy, like quiet. Like, honestly, this wouldn't have happened some years ago. I was like, yeah, nah, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to really step aside and get out, you know, get out of my shell and just really, you know, be this person I want to be, you know what I'm saying, by choice. So my inspiration is everywhere. Like, there's not a time or day that I'm not inspired by. So I got a gang of notes in my phone I hadn't even touched on. That's, you know? So, like I tell people, man, like, everything around me, I could be sitting in my room like I am right now and see something. Like, it's just about this perception at time. And like another follower I talk with, she was really big on divine time. Like I said, I learned from everybody. So I always give credit to as many people as I can individually about where I'm at, because it wasn't just me. You know, I molded things in a certain way of my vision, but it comes from a lot of people.
The second question is, what is your favorite quoted shirt that you have ever created?
My favorite? That's a good question. It just depends. I mean, honestly, okay, I take it back. My favorite one is The Truth Over Everything, because that right there made it official for me. That made it official.
Yeah.
And I know a few people had something wearing it on my page, and like, man, it's like, I don't see this on your side. I said, nah, bro, that's exclusive. You got to get that from me directly. You know, because this was the initial birth of Ugly Truth. Like I said, I was making shirts at the beginning, but, you know, a lot of trial and error. But this solidified, okay, this is what it is. Truth mm-hmm. over everything, meaning that I'm not going to compromise the truth of my existence. Mm-hmm. My mind is truth over everything. And then it just from there. So that's definitely my favorite shirt, my favorite one.
That's phenomenal, King. I have a question for you. Is you're the only employee in your brand? Like, you do everything yourself, right?
I do everything. That's what's so now, crazy.
See, then that's the phenomenal thing right there. So when it comes in terms of doing everything yourself, what gives you the inspiration and the motivation to keep on pushing to do everything yourself, to customize the shirts, to come up with the quotes, to figure out the different designs that you want on the shirts, to actually do the physical grinding work in order to make sure that the shirts come out and they're actually created to the best of their ability? What gives you the inspiration to do that, King?
I mean, for me personally, it's just a drive I have. Like, mm-hmm. I come from a family of just creators, you know, uncles that draw. My mother used to draw, you know, putting things together. I mean, my mother, I mean, it's funny because, like, you know, in my household, I'm like the person who puts things together. My mom was the mm-hmm. one to put that together. My grandmother, mm-hmm. you know, put things together. Everybody had their own, you know, little thing they do. So I guess my answer is it's the process of creativity.
Yeah,
that drives me. So like I said earlier, my last, you know, the other question you asked me, like the people, like I get people who inbox me, you know, with ideas. Mm-hmm. I brainstorm with them and, you know, put the vision together. Like, it's everywhere. It's almost endless. It's just really, I think the thing of being consistent every day, which mm-hmm. I don't try to push myself to. I just let it mm-hmm. kind of just do its thing, because a lot of people, they stress themselves off. When the next move gonna come? I don't even worry about that. It's just the process, and I can't stress it enough. It might take me a day or two.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be what it needs to be. So that's how it works. So for me,
I have a question for you, King. Now, I have no idea what it's like to be in the clothing industry or what it is like to have your own brand and push it out. I have a question for you. Do you get frustrated at times when you see people that are always trying to, like, rush you? Hey, man, I need this shirt done by this time, that time, and the third, and you have a whole bunch of stuff on your plate. Do you feel stressed out when that stuff happens, or does that stuff happen?
I'll be honest with you, right?
Uh-huh.
I think the type of person I am, and going by what I've been told, the uh-huh. energy that I possess, I don't particularly have people rush me.
Okay.
So which is crazy, but at the same mm-hmm. time, I might rush myself to make sure I'm getting things in order. Meaning, like, you know, with the whole, you know, Corona thing, right? A lot mm-hmm. of people have, you know, I was having issues where I couldn't get orders out on time because based on me ordering shirts, because I can't press or print anything without the merchandise, you know, having the merch, right? The blank shirts and whatnot. Yeah. So a mm-hmm. lot of people have been really understanding, and you know, plus, you know, I've been in business with a lot of business owners, you know, since growing up with my mother, uncles, and everything, and whatnot. So if I'm doing something, because I know when people buying stuff, like in this new age we are now, people want things like now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particular that way in the case where I really want something, but I understand there's a process. I have to remind myself that, and it's more than one person a lot of times that could be holding you up or, you know, causing this, you know, this delay. So mm-hmm. I do have that happen, which I've had happen, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, look, man, whatever you want on the site, I'll just send it to you. Or you need this.
Yeah.
Most people don't even shit. Like, man, don't even worry about it. You know, I'm like, so I've never really had that issue, you know, as far as this knock on wood, you know, it be a thing.
Yeah.
And if it is, that means I'm being swamped with a lot of orders. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, that's pretty much how that goes.
Okay. My next question for you. Walk us through your typical day of King Ugly Truth doing his thing when it comes in terms of getting orders, creating shirts. Walk us through just a typical day, like your just average day.
I would say, how was it? I'll tell you what, my DM has changed a lot. you know, I get it because the thing of like now, right, as my channel, or not my channel, as my page is kind of growing, I know people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to oversee vendors you know, wanting to, you know, place my name on logos. I'm like, look, I got to be careful who I rock with, because I don't want to just do business with just anybody.
Yes, sir. And I'm honored that you have decided to do business with me on certain occasions. Just want to plug definitely. That
I mean,
out
like
there.
I said, I mean, a lot of things has been a shocker. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like I said, I'm always got my eyes up, okay, like, what's going on here? Because I've never put myself out there. Like, you got to mind, this whole thing is still new to me. Like, being around talking to people one-on-one here and there, that's normal. But to really be out there and deal with a lot of different people I've never met in my life, and for them to feel comfortable, you know, because the way I do business, honestly, I want to be personable, meaning like I want to be open to where you understand my process, I'm going to understand what you want, and we can be on the same page. I'll tell my brother the same thing as far as that, you know, for anything to move forward, we have to be 100% on the same page. You know, a lot of it, you know, people get motivated with the money. The money is something I'm not really too much worried about. I mean, that'll come when it comes. Okay. But for me, it's the creativity. It's the glow. It's the excitement that people get when they receive their merch. Like my neighbor, you know, I'm working on some shirts with her, and I sent her this product. She just, oh my God, I gotta see it. Like, that's part of my drive is the people who just, it's not just a shirt to them. That's why I say, you know, when you hit me up, I was like, okay, this dude is, and then the consistency along with it, okay, now we're building something. Okay, this is, you know, you know, something on. So I mean, that's pretty much how it is for me. I just, you know, people hit me up, and of course, they ask questions about this, and this, and that, and I explain to them, you know, the process between a DTG and this. Like I said, I'm educating people, you know, as well as, you know, as far as certain quotes or whatever, or vice versa, but I explain to them, you know, how vinyl works and how this works and certain material works, all of it. Because a lot of people don't know. You'd be surprised. I've had women who don't know what's the difference between a unisex and a woman's fit shirt.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, for the listeners out there, you know, explain what's the difference with that.
For unisex shirts, honestly, are made for men. They're built for men's, I guess, you know, I guess body size.
Stature.
And they call them unisex, I guess, because, you know, depends on the woman or the size, you know, they can fit in them, but the sleeves are a little bit longer. But the women fit, it's a little bit more, you know, to their, since with their curves, the sleeves a little bit higher. And so, like, for example, and funny thing about this story, like, I'm telling you about the women who don't know it, I had a woman tell me about it because I didn't know nothing about it at first. So, like I said, the university teaching me is I'm teaching, you know, teaching others.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
She was like saying, like, if you do a unisex, I'm going to need a medium. But if you do a woman, I'm going to need a large. Okay. I was like, well, what's the difference? So, of course, I started looking at the merch, looking at the difference. So I'm like, oh, now this makes sense now. Bam. So, yeah, that's how that works on that aspect.
Sounds good. So I have a question for you. I remember it was one day when we were just messaging with ideas back and forth. I was telling you about promotion on the show. You were telling me about stuff, and then you stopped and you was like, "Hold up, Reggie, do you sleep?" Now that's my question for you. How many hours of sleep do you average per day, King?
Oh man,
running your own business, doing everything yourself.
I would say maybe 5 to 6.
Are you serious?
On a good day, yeah. See, I'm gonna tell you something. I got a close friend. We don't even call it sleep. We call it rest.
Rest.
We call it rest.
Rest.
Gotcha. Because I'm you know, resting. I'm napping. Whatever you want to call it, but we don't call it sleep because there's always something to be done. That's how I look at it. You know, even for multiplication, you know, something's being done. You know what I'm saying? If I'm enjoying myself, you know, it's just my mindset. Yeah. So
it's just like, you know what, when it comes in terms of you being energized and stuff like that, when you're creating and you're fulfilling, you know, other people's needs and stuff like that, that's what drives you to just say, you know what, I'm good. I'm energized. I don't need the extra rest that, you know, other people say I might need. Like, you're already good. You're good.
Yeah, like I said, I don't like to compare anything because I'm not you, not me. So it's hard to have a conversation with people. But it's amazing, like I said, when I see somebody who's similar, I'm like, because every time I mention him, I'm like, he responds. Because my mom, do you ever sleep? I'm like, yeah, I sleep. But having to catch me on the time when I'm always up, you know? Like, I don't have a bedtime. I mean, I'm just up. I'm not one of these crazy cats. Yeah. Just be up 24 hours, 40 hours. Like, no, that's crazy. Because
that is crazy.
I'm going to be, you know, a little on the crazy side at this point. Because I'm obviously deprived of something. So.
Absolutely. Well, King, I'm glad that, you know, you're always energized and you're always motivated to do your thing. And for all those listeners out there, hey, this is the real man right here. He's running his own business. He's fulfilling all of his customers' needs. And obviously, every shirt that he presents stands for something. And I feel like if you ain't rocking Ugly Truth merchandise, then you ain't rocking the realest merchandise out there. Again, this is your boy, Reggie Haynes. We're on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Don't worry. Ugly Truth ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. We're going to take a quick sponsor break, and we're going to be back after these messages. And we're back on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I have a phenomenal show that's already running right now. If you guys missed it, you guys go ahead and replay it and start from the top. But I got my man, Ugly Truth, on the line. For you guys who don't know who this man is, he is the man who has one of the hottest clothing brands out there today. He represents black empowerment like no other. And I just want to say, King, I'm honored to have you on. King, how you doing so far?
I'm still feeling good, man. Still feeling good. Like I said, I'm excited to be here. Really excited now, you know.
Sounds good. Sounds good, man. We happy to have you on the line, man, and on the air. As far as, so first we talked about your clothing line and a lot about your background in terms of how do you prepare and how, you know, what's a typical day for you. Now we're going to talk about the real world. With the current events that's happening in America, let alone the world, what is your take on all of this that's happening?
Man, so much goes to my mind, man. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, with so many people having opinions about things and things that are so obvious, and, you know, people still turn a blind eye. And, you know, like I said, as I'm getting older and educating myself and being around a lot of good people, like, it's just crazy how people still had a mindset to think that certain people, you know, are going to save them, you know. And when I mean people, mm-hmm. you know, we can say white folks, cage, crackers, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. Like, and even with my own experiences, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had that mindset at one point thinking that everything was, you know, cool, this and this and that. And I'm thinking, like, that's like a, I think in their minds, like a safe haven. To feel like if I oppose, you know, this thing, then something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And either way it goes, something still happens. You're being a puppet. You know what I'm saying? And like with my strong mindset on a lot of things, and, you know, I like to ask questions. Like it doesn't work. It hadn't worked.
Yeah.
You know, even when I'm on, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do, how some people say at the job, whatever. Nothing changed, and it's like now you're looking, okay, is it me, is it them, like what is it?
Well, when we first started talking, King, I noticed that you had a very strong discernment. We talked about a lot of things, even when we were commenting on each other's videos and stuff. The stuff that's going on in the world is just obviously, let alone America, let alone the world, it's the blatant evil that's happening. Like, I remember when I was a kid and stuff like that, I used to see, like, death on the news and, you know, like, just negative things like raping and the pillaging and how people can actually just say, oh, that's just is what it is. And I'm like, nah, man, that ain't it. That's the problem, is that we have condoned this type of behavior. And like you were saying earlier, you're big on spirituality and big on using your discernment. So am I. And when I see something as evil like that, I'm like, no, bro, like, this isn't cool. This can be abolished. But if we continue to program ourselves to think otherwise, these evil acts are going to continue to be the norm. I just can't deal with it. But I'm glad that we've connected, and I'm glad that I've connected with people who have a very similar mindset to us, because now we can say to ourselves, especially with everything that's happening outside of our doors, we not the crazy ones. We are the ones who have been woke this whole time, because we were the ones that were like, hold up, that don't seem right. And everybody was like, no, it's okay. That don't seem right. And I know that it stresses us black men at times to where we're just like, damn, like, you know, we can't win for losing. But I just want to let it be known, King, you're winning and I'm winning, because we are phenomenal beings in a world that's going to consistently try to blind us from seeing it. And I'm glad that I'm walking past all the people that's trying to purposely blind me from seeing that. And so are you, King, for what you're doing. You know, you're putting all these messages out there and you're putting it out there to the world and letting it be known. You can say whatever you want. You can throw all the distractions all you want, but I ain't going to fall for it. My mind is focused on the common goal of uplifting my people, uplifting myself, and always staying positive, but also staying prepared. Now, when it comes in terms of staying prepared, how do you prepare yourself, King, for all of the evil spirits and the evil things that try to come your way? If you don't mind me asking.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry, because I was thinking about something else what you were saying. I was going to comment up on that as far as, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. Comment on whatever you're saying. I know the question. I'm going to ask it again after you respond to whatever you want to respond to.
I had this conversation a lot with a few people, and mm-hmm. I don't try to dwell on it too much, but one thing I can say about me as far as, like, where I'm at now mentally, like, a lot of people ask me, you know, I hate people because I don't like labels, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I think that strips you of not exposing, but really seeing who that person are, you know, who that person is as an individual.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, mm-hmm. being on this podcast, hopefully people can actually get a good clear view. I think a lot of people know where my position stands on a lot of things. I don't do a lot of posts like other people do, but trust me, I can say, even though through all my little, you know, events in my life, I can always say I was always on code. And what I mean by that, I was in a, you know, position like I have been at, you know, certain jobs, look out for us first. You know what I'm saying? But it's saying time educating us while I'm there. That's one thing I can honestly say that, you know, on one of Brother Hassan's, he was on the podcast, he was saying the same thing too, that we get in certain positions mm-hmm. and we don't educate one another to, you know, really for us to all be in the same space. You know, some people get to a certain mm-hmm. level and I'm like, well, you got to come on up. But a lot of them don't have the structure. Some people need the help. I know we can't help everybody, but that's what I can honestly say about anybody who knows. I've always been on code, period. You know, the whole threats. Yeah. Oh, well, if we don't do this, I'm like, look, have it.
Yeah.
Have it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that mm-hmm. crucial for me. Like, you know, I've always been an individual, a vision, and to move forward, period. No, I look at, like, if I'm not in that space, you at a loss. You know, what was your question?
Oh, yes, sir. But that was well said. As far as the question that I was asking, it was, I'm trying to think. Okay. In terms of living in a world where you have evil spirits that try to throw themselves at you to throw you off track, how do you prepare yourself to rid of all those evil spirits that try to come your way?
Man, it depends what kind of spirit you're talking about, man.
Be real. Well, prime example. Like, say if you know you're on your grind and stuff like that, and obviously you have somebody who tries to throw negative slurs at you or negative slander, or
I ain't worried about words, man. Those are vocabularies. You know what I'm saying? Those are vocabularies. Like,
that's good. Okay, that's good.
That's pretty
good.
Much on that, but I ain't
stretching them,
man.
That's good, and I love that. And you know what? I can learn something from this king right here, because I know there's some people that will throw as much stuff at me, and I'll be like, oh, do I have to kick somebody
else? That's what I mean, though, right? Uh-huh. Where people look at this individual, this one person, a few people, this is maybe a small smidgen, right? If you really about mm-hmm. your third eye, like people like to say, there's a lot of us around that we can learn from. Because trust me, the person I am right now, trust me, like, back in the day, them words, mm-hmm. we would have been at it verbally. Like, I would have made time.
Yeah.
But now I'm really, my divine time don't have to be on this. That's not progression. Me trying to debate with somebody, I'm not in the business of debating with random ass people. I'm not in the business of trying to convince lame ass people. That is not on my time, stamp. Hey, we come on a work clock, that's not on my progression or our progression. Period. Exactly. So it's just,
yes, sir.
Yeah, silence is key for me on
that. Yes, sir. Phenomenal thinking. And as far as like preparation for always protecting yourself physically, I've seen some of your work. You study combat and also arming yourself. You know, weapons license and stuff like that as well. Like, you have that down pack.
I'm gonna tell you something. I grew up in California for a short period of time. My memory mm-hmm. is so crazy, right? I go back, mm-hmm. to to my first day of preschool. That's how far back my mind goes, right? So a lot of things that's vivid to some people, it's like yesterday to me. So I've seen enough as far as domestic and this and this and this and that, right? And we go back to like, you know, the teaching of certain things, like, oh, having your own weapon, it's, you don't need one. Oh, you can just pray about it. You can do it. I'm like, no, that is crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was not anti-gun, but I was like, no, I don't need no gun, man, because I've had family members that got killed behind them. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I don't need one. But then it's like, the teaching that get put in some people's heads on why you don't need it, though. But those are going to be the people who get targeted, right? So the saying I have is, I don't care if you are the owner of a company. If you have an employee who has the same mindset of what this CEO has, who he going to feel more threatened of? The other employees who not question him, or the person who has knowledge of self or whatever else that can challenge this top person, right? So if I'm caring, trust me, I think I'll be the last one that they'll think about, because you don't know what to expect. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I mean, everywhere I go, if it's a knife, the pistol, whatever, man, like, folks need to get with it, man, and you know,
arm and protect yourself at all costs, especially when you're
surrounded by mine, man. That's how serious it is.
No, it is. It is a serious thing. And I know there's a lot of people that say, oh my God, like, this is so dangerous. But my thing about it is I always try to look for the root of the problem. It wouldn't be this dangerous if we had evil spirited people who were targeting those people who they claim are the most savage, like, but they know that they're the most forgiving, and they know that they're the most, they've always been the most peaceful. So now that we're starting to shape up.
This thing about it, though, I mean, but this is what I mean, as far as, like, you know, you're talking about earlier about being woke, right? You can look at things historically, and you should, if that's where it is, but historically, that this is what people do. People don't target people who can hit them back. We can look at that as far as American history. This is what thing tripped me out, because I went to school out here in Texas. And I'm thinking, okay, why does Texas itself have its own class? And all it talks about what they did and what they took. I mean, just honestly, it's what you did. But the thing a lot of people don't like to have the conversation, if you just reverse that, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, why not? Y'all did it. Nobody wants to have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? So we got to reinforce, well, no, we're all listening together. We know, like, no. Because if it was the other way around, then we can really say that, but we can't. And then on top of that, you're not really, you know, sharing or balancing anything out. You know, a lot of people, you know, talk about reparations. Like, it's so much an imbalance that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And King, and speaking of reparations, what's your take on it, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, sometimes back and forth. I mean, the biggest thing, I mean, I feel like, how can I put it? I've had these discussions before, but it, a lot of times, you know, as far as you handing out money, I think it would be a bad idea, if that makes sense. Because there's so many people who, you know, even like now, who are uneducated as far as, you know, what to do with the money. And as far as how to actually live a stable life, you know, with or without the economics of that money. You see what I'm saying? But I'm definitely up with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for it, you know, definitely. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, who tried to argue with me about, well, no, you don't, black folks don't need it, or why? I'm like, whoa. I'm pulling out statistics. I'm like, okay, this A, B, C, and D didn't got it. And I still benefit from it. Like I say, people are so quick to put out we all listen together, but we really not, because, you know, like, you know, MLK said, where's the check at? Where's the land at? You know, there's so much stuff that's missing that you claim that's for everybody, but it's really not. But, you know, even on the flip side of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm about people, honestly, you know, building their own, not just waiting for this, but building our own, you know, like, so,
No, you're absolutely right. There was a interview I did, with the lady from, relationships, in Talk with B, And I was rocking your shirt, and I remember she was asking me, like, Reggie, what do you think? And I was like, well, first of all, when it comes in terms of reparations, the first thing that they're going to, if they do give it to black people, the first thing that they're going to do is throw every single ad that you could possibly think of out there to manipulate and deceive black people to give the money right back to the companies that black people are always going into. So my thing was, is that, I don't know if I said this on a radio show, but I've said to a few people, what's wrong with giving black people a financial advisor? Everybody always wants to talk about education. And I just talked to a mutual friend of ours, Ugly Truth. I was talking to Queen Cece, and we were talking about education and how a lot of people nowadays are starting to think like, hold up, is education really needed, or is that just another distraction or illusion? I'm going to say, when it comes in terms of money and running a business, I would rather have a financial advisor and a business advisor to coach me up on how to run my business successfully for my people, if we're obviously going to be separated from our people, given the money that obviously has been long overdue for us to be given. So when it comes in terms of black people, I feel like there are a lot, you unfortunately gonna have your yahoos who run back to the to feeding all the other communities and not feeding their own. But I feel like when it comes in terms of a financial advisor, we need to give one who's not an infiltrator or who doesn't have an infiltrative mindset, and let it be known like, hey, look, this is to better your community, because this is what reparations is for. Reparations is for repairing the damage that is happening to your people to this day. So if you really want to fully repair yourself, these reparations have to do just that. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with giving out reparations and having advisors on the clock as well. Everybody getting advisors and having advisory classes and stuff like that, how to handle your money. Because unfortunately, in the black communities, a lot of us weren't taught how to handle our money. We were always taught to give it to the people who are slowly but surely trying to oppress us. And that's how I view, you know, the whole reparations thing. I feel like where there's a will, there is a way. And I know for a fact that a majority of the black people that I see, like yourself, we turn, you know, we turn little of nothing or something into a bigger something, and we don't have any help whatsoever. Imagine if we're given what has been owed for us, you know, for a long time on top of what we're already doing. Empires. And I feel like that's why they are afraid of, you know, giving what's owed to the black community. That's why when we start talking about giving what's owed to us, we're all in this together. But you wasn't saying that when you were robbing us of all of our resources and all of our identities and, you know, basically our actual being. And that's why I'm proud of you, King, because your shirts and your merchandise and your words and your prolific power is what symbolizes what people need to focus on in terms of realizing their true power, their true nature, and their phenomenal spirit. So, hey, the pleasure's all mine, King. So, going on to, you know, we were talking about the real world and things like that. In running a black business, has there been any difficulties for you? And if so, what has been those difficulties?
I can't say any, man. I mean, and it's like I said, and this is the truth. I mean, I came in this, you know, struggling in a way, having a business mind, even though I grew up around, like I said, business mind people and seeing business being done. I can't really speak on any hardships, you know. Like I said, things happen. Gotcha. You know, I like I said, you know, as far as a shirt might have got messed up, and you know, and having to explain this and make it right. You know, it's, to me, that's basic, simple stuff, but nothing that just way out of pocket where I'm like, oh, okay, this is like, you know, or I had a, you know, any type of conflict. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm real settled with the process of, you know, going, you know, through people as far as what they need, what they want. You know, I try to have a certain format. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very clear and simple as far as what's needed, what I could provide, and vice versa, and then we execute every time. Like, it's basically having a formula, you know what I'm saying, to it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, man. That's a great way to. Great way to handle your business, man. Great way to handle your business. Well, you know what, y'all? We're going to take another music break, and then we're going to be right back with the interview featuring Ugly Truth. Y'all stay tuned on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show.
Life moving too fast, and I think it's gaining on me, man. It's right here on my ass. If I turn back for a second, I'ma lose this race and have my friends and my fam laughing in my face. Yeah, See, it's just like it seems. See, most of them jealous cause I'm living their dream. Yeah. And they don't realize being a negative gets you nowhere. But what's the point of even talking? These niggas don't care. See, nowadays everybody needs a hero. But when you look at my list, all you will see is zeros. Or some call me lame cause I'm always rolling solo. I just don't need friends, that's why I lead and you follow. Follow. Life got me going crazy. I think my friends and my fam trying to use me. And I can't tell who is real or fake. I wonder would they feel the same if they knew that I was broke. Yeah, life got me going crazy. It's too fast and I feel I'm moving too damn slow. Yeah, and got me thinking about suicide. I told myself long ago I ain't gonna do that shit no more. Nah, man, it ain't the way. You need to stay far away from that place. I think I know exactly how you feel. Can't tell who is fake, can't tell who is real. And everything ain't the way that it used to be. Every year branches falling from the family tree. I never thought I'd see the day that this stuff would happen. We was an all-star team until we lost the cap. That's just how the world is, we living in recession. Can't provide for your kids, parents always stress. And then they all get mad, they wonder what the kids ask. The good kid turns bad, then they don't claim your ass. They get a scholarship far away from home. The memories from their past are still resting on his dome. He feeling bad and he can't deal with himself. Some people find his dead body, now they screaming for help. For help, huh. Life got me going crazy. I think my friends and my family trying to use me. And I can't tell who is real or fake. I wonder would they feel the same if they knew that I was broke. Yeah, life got me going crazy. It's too fast and I feel I'm moving too damn slow. Yeah, and got me thinking about suicide. I told myself long ago I ain't gonna do that shit no more.
And we're back on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I got the brother, the king, Ugly Truth, on the line. And we've talked about a lot. He's been dropping some heavy gems about how to stay positive, how to have a phenomenal spirit while running your own business, and also being a phenomenal being who reminds himself of who he truly is every single day while running his business. King, my next question for you in regards to your clothing brand, Ugly Truth Apparel, where do you see your empire, and I say 4 to 5 years from now?
You know, it's crazy he asked me that question, because when I first started off, it was just this small, you know, t-shirts, right? And the people, man, have really expanded my mind, you know, as far as our brand, as far as not just t-shirts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully soon outfits. I want to be able to hit, you know, anything that you wear, you know? You know, like for instance, like my gun holster. I want to be able to make little labels for those, you know what I'm saying? Customized labels for those gun holsters.
Yeah.
I actually had a customer hit me up a few weeks ago to make a dog sweater, you know, print something up on there. Again, stuff I'm not really thinking about, but, you know, like my sister, she does the cups for me. Like, I want to be able to grab a lot of people who do certain things and grab it all in one. So, also to ask you a question, you know, with all that being said, I would like to be like a nice size print company, a black owned print company that does, you know, your business cards, anything you need to help promote your business. I want to be able to be that service, because I feel like that's the way I'm kind of heading, because, you know, upon meeting you and other people along the way, is I'm doing things I really didn't envision at first. And it's like, oh, well, no, I don't do that, but let me do it. Oh, here we go, bam. Let me do this. Yeah. You know, so that's how that's kind of going on that. So
just taking it one day at a time, one step at a time. Gotcha. That's all you can do. Now, my next question for you, in terms of the brand and stuff like that, you say that you have a lot of people who rock it. Has there been a time to where, you know, you made an order to somebody and then you saw them rocking and you was like, oh, damn, I didn't know that so-and-so was, you know, rocking my gear, or, you know, that it was going to be featured on this, that, and the third? Has there ever been moments to where you were actually shocked when you got like a shout out and the, you know, it just blew you away?
I would say, there are a few followers that I follow who are pretty low key. You know, I get a random repost and, you know, and a shout out. I mean, like I said, those leave me speechless, because that's a time and conscious action that's being done. You know, some people after a while, like, oh, that's, you know, that's what they're like, nah, man, that's that person sat there. It made all these. I mean, I know I'm just analytical when it comes to this stuff, but I'm thinking about again the process. Oh yeah, Ugly Truth. Oh yeah, that's some great product. Let me copy this stuff and send this out. That's the whole process. You didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's appreciative.
Yeah.
You know, and I might slide to, hey, you want a free shirt? I'm you didn't have to do that. You know, that's, you know, but like I said, when you own code and things what it is, you know what I'm saying, is what it is. It don't need to be explained, you know. But it definitely makes me feel good that I'm on the right path, or we're on the right path as far as, you know, absolutely. Which is Ugly Truth and, you know, going forward. So
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. So my next question for you is, when it comes in terms of a lot of people who are multi-talented, I would say that you are one of those people outside of your brand. What are your other hobbies, if you don't mind me asking?
So I ran a beat company with three other guys for about 2.5 years. I've been doing, it's funny because, like, I got a friend of mine that lived in Austin. He's very musically inclined, and he taught me a lot too, music theory. I was just about, you know, like James Brown. I'm going, if it sound good, then it feel good. You know, that's my whole mark on that, you know, absolutely. But he gave me the whole, you know, science behind it. And like I said, again, you know, a lot of people around me helped me, you know, be at my potential. So a lot of times you see me post under my, my merch on the IG, and there be my beats that I did. I create beats. I've been on a few other people mixtapes, like I said, doing the music thing. Which, like I said, my thing on the music, I had to kind of slow it down just because I didn't like the way the direction that was going, and just the whole, you know.
Why not? Why not? If you don't mind me asking.
You know, a lot of people in the producer community, you know, would complain about, you know, rappers who brag about money, blah, blah, blah. When it comes time to actually want to purchase the music or lease the music, they get retarded. They're like, huh, what are you talking about? I'm like, bro, like, I'm running a sale, man. It's a lease, man, for $20. Oh yeah, I got you. And it's like,
yeah.
So they think a shout out in that aspect is cool. I'm like, bro, like, this business.
When you were just talking about producers and all of that stuff, would you still get back on that later down the road for yourself? In terms of beat making and producing music?
Probably not. And if I did, it'd be a whole different avenue. Like, I know a lot of people I see doing, you know, things on YouTube, you know, as far as, you know, their background music, you know, whatnot, or even like for this podcast, like, you know, you transition to music. Like, I would see myself doing it that way. Only for the fact, depends on, you know, I guess the artist that I'm dealing with. And not to knock anybody, you know, stuff to listen to, but I think for me, at the end of the day, the message that gets sent out, it's so confused for a lot of younger audiences. So that was one of the reasons why I kind of stopped, because it's like a lot of people are listening to stuff and understanding between the difference between it being entertainment and actually trying to follow what these people are saying. It's like leading them to a whole, you know, dead end, you know, type of thing. So yeah, that was really my main reason for really stopping it. Cause it's like, and then people ain't wanting to pay. I'm like, bro, like, y'all go buy food and everything else. Yeah. So
all the time. Why do you think that is, though, King? Why do you think that it's that a lot of people don't really purchase, you know, stuff in the black communities like they should, in my honest opinion, but they'll go buy everywhere else? Why do you think that is sometimes?
I took classes in high school that taught me how to, you know, deal with finances, how to read, you know, do stocks and whatnot. So I already had that, you know, in the forefront in my mind of how things work. And a lot of people don't like to talk about education, but I mean, when I talk about education, I don't mean just going to school. It's mean getting with somebody who can actually show you how to build. You understand, like, me doing these shirts, I didn't physically have anybody show me in a way, but I had certain people, you know, who had a cousin, uncle, and I get information from them. Of course, I'm on YouTube a lot of times, and then I'm just, you know, just inclined of just learning anyway. So you'd be surprised, like, dang, at one point, I didn't know nothing about none of this stuff. So now when I walk around looking at people's show, I'm just looking, but I think it's just, again, it goes with the mindset. It goes with the mindset, you know? And that's what I was telling you before, no matter what, as even when I was younger, I was always on code. I never forget, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was driving trucks, I seen a guy, I was in the fuel, I was getting some fuel in the truck I was driving in. The guy kept slipping. And I was like, hey, I said, what size shoe you wear? Boots, whatever. He's like, I'm a size like 13. I'm like, man, look. Cause I had just left one job. This when I had got out the warehouse, I started driving trucks. I said, hey, man, I got some brand new boots, man. I only had it for like 3 weeks, man. You can have them. He was like, cool. So I actually met up with him on the weekend on my day off. Gave him the shoes. And he was like, oh, man, I appreciate it. I was like, ain't no problem, man. LA shoe. I told you I got you. And I think normal that type of behavior, it is just not normal in our community, right? As far as helping and giving things to people without it being at a cost with no strings attached, right? And he was like, yeah, man, I'm surprised. What you mean?
Yeah.
Man, niggas don't do that. I was like, well, I don't know who that is, but here I am.
Exactly.
Make those moves and things I do be meaningful and plant a seed, and then hopefully, you know, it sticks for them, because we easily forget, like you said, with all these distractions, with the phones, with the ads, you forget who you are and what your goals are and what everything should be or could be. You know, instead of trying to, you know, have somebody do something for you, which is crazy. Yeah. I'm not sitting around here for nobody to make up your truth big and do something for me. Like, there are a certain parts that play a role.
Yeah.
Get me wrong. But it's a lot of work that got to be done, man. I can't rely on nobody but me, and you know, and the time too. So,
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say this one right here. My definition of big is doing what you love to do, and like you said earlier in the interview, King, you're always happy and you're always uplifted while doing what you love to do. And that right there to me just says that you know you're doing a phenomenal job and you are big. You know, because I mean, like when I see a lot of people wearing your merchandise, I'm like, damn, you know, obviously, you know that I rock it. And I mean, just a phenomenal work, because I know, especially with our people, there have been so many pioneers who get overlooked and they're not in the history books. They're not on social media. They're forgotten. But I know for a fact that when they did what they did, they loved doing it. And even though other people weren't calling them big, they knew for a fact that they were something. And I'm glad to say, King, that you are somebody and you forever going to be somebody, not just to yourself, not just to me, but to many others. As far as, quick question for you, as far as anybody who's listening and they want to start building their brand, whether it's clothes, whether it's shoes, whatever, what would be your best advice for them to get started on that?
Another topic we talk about, you know, some close friends. If you've done all the research, because a lot of, you know, again, I have a conversation with my brother. If you've done all the research, you know, had your little experience here, little setbacks. If you have it clear in your mind, you know exactly what you want to do. Just start doing it. And I know it sounds simple, but or it can be sound simple, simple, but it's difficult. But it's like I always stress, you cannot surpass the process of anything. When you wake up, there's a process. When you go to sleep, there's a process. Whatever you're doing, there is a cause, there's reaction and action. So I want people to really get into that of just enjoying the process and actually going through and just doing it. Not so much how long it's going to take to get this big. I'm not worried about none of that. Because within me doing it, people who are looking at that, they're going to see that. And I'm going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to dwell on time. I'm just just enjoying it. Just doing it. So that's what I can definitely put out there for that.
Okay. Sounds good. Y'all heard it here first on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Got my man Ugly Truth here, and he's been dropping some heavy gems about any and everything from running your own business to how to stay focused while running your own business, and also what's going on out there in the real world and how he stays focused on protecting himself and always uplifting others no matter what. Ugly Truth, man, it's been a tremendous and phenomenal honor having you on the show. Before I let you go, is there any shout outs or anything that you would like to say? And also, don't forget to plug, you know, for those people who are just now tuning in, don't forget to plug in how people can contact you if they want to just DM you or support you and also buy your merchandise online.
Yeah, like I said, if you want to reach me, like I said, Instagram, that's what I'm mainly on for right now. I don't do too much social, but yeah, just Instagram, like I said, ugly_truth_king. Instagram, like I said, hit me up with the DM and we'll go from there. If you want to email me, you can email me at uglytruthsales@gmail. uglytruthsales@gmail. Like I said, I don't sleep. So all you gotta do is hit my email and hit that up. So as far as shout outs, man. Definitely shout out to my queen, who always, from day one, you know, inspired me to be, you know, what I am right now. My HGZ group, which is, you know, my little, my trucker group, you know, they know who they are, HGZ. My boy Chief Zuka, you know, we always, you know, go back and forth, vibe, you know, on information and stuff, helping each other build. So, and all the people that follow me on Instagram, I got one of my followers keep bugging me because I don't talk. It's funny, I talk a lot, but I don't. I'm not really a public type speaker. You know what I'm saying? You kiss me one on one, man. Anybody tell you, for some reason, we get sucked in. We 1 hour, 2 hours into a conversation about everything. So, for the ones who ain't never heard my voice and who bought merch and we done business, I greatly appreciate you. You know I do. You know, and that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, brother, it was a phenomenal honor having you on the show. You already know that. I said about 30,000 times. And definitely, we're going to have you back on, man, when you got you know, in the future, absolutely, because I know we're going to have more things to talk about then. But for all those people who have tuned into the show today, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Always loving the support. You guys know how to reach me on Instagram at The Real Reggie Haynes, on Twitter at The Real R Haynes, Facebook Reggie Haynes, YouTube Wire Productions TV, and Wire Productions TV One. And for the Reggie Haynes podcast, people who want to support, you guys know how to link up with it. You're already here. Might as well just go ahead and continue the process and support your man if you have the means to. But as far as this episode, I had a phenomenal time. Hope you guys did too. I'm signing off. Peace.